This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. On 9th anniversary of WIP explosion, neighborhoods along transportation routes offer roses to Governor Lujan Grisham. On February 14, 2014, radioactive waste exploded at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant underground disposal site. To raise public awareness of the Valentine's Day anniversary and the Department of Energy, DOE's expansion plans, individuals and organizations held a press conference at the New Mexico State Capitol. Afterwards, they delivered red roses to the governor's office to remind her that she has tools to protect the people from dangerous radioactive waste. Cindy Wheeler of the 285 Alliance spoke eloquently at the press conference. Here are excerpts. Wheeler said, quote, "Today is the anniversary of the most infamous Valentine's Day in New Mexico's history. It happened on February 14, 2014, at the WIP Nuclear Weapons Waste Repository. A drum holding hazardous chemicals and radioactive waste exploded inside WIP, spewing radiation throughout the underground, reaching the surface, closing WIP for years, and costing billions to reopen. It could have happened on the route as the truck passed local neighborhoods, schools, and buses. For New Mexicans, Valentine's Day isn't just a holiday, it's a reminder that transporting and handling nuclear waste is a risk. People who live in the many neighborhoods along the WIP route are here today. Each person holds a Valentine rose labeled with the name of their neighborhood or one nearby, and all are on the route. The risk that concerns the neighborhoods along the transport route is an accidental release of powdered plutonium because, one, inhaled powdered plutonium causes cancer 100% of the time, and two, powdered plutonium is almost impossible to clean up if released over buildings and land, according to Sandia Labs. The original WIP mission was risky, as the explosion, which happened after only 15 years, demonstrates. But it felt manageable because it had limits. The new expanded WIP mission is much riskier because it no longer has most of those limits. It increases how long WIP will operate, the amount of waste, number of shipments, distance of transport, and danger of the waste. It's only a matter of time before human error derails a project so vast and complex. Our message to the governor is, first, thank you for supporting our petition last year when we asked you for help. Second, on this day that so perfectly symbolizes risk is, Governor, stand fast and say no to the federal agencies that want to remove limits on WIP's mission and the new permit application," end quote. The 285 Alliance, Tewa Women United, and Stop Forever WIP hosted the event. For more information, email 285alliance@gmail.com. This has been the CCNS News Update. To read Wheeler's full statement, visit nuclearactive.org. You can listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.